We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar HaTavuna, Perek Hei. The topic of discussion is V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, the mitzvah of V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, loving your friend like yourself, loosely translated. Chavetz Chaim says the Kasher Nisboinin Be'emes, Nimso Shikia Mitzvahs Lodun Es Chaveiru L'Kaschus, Umidas Shmiras HaLoshen Tluyim Mikia Mitzvahs Asay Shal V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. The Chavetz Chaim says that we just finished discussing in Perek Dalet the mitzvah of judging our friends favorably. That mitzvah and the midah, the attribute of guarding our mouths from incorrect speech, these two mitzvahs of Dalet Kaschus and Shmiras HaLoshen are really closely related and tied together to the mitzvahs asay, the positive commandment of V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Shim yehoiv es chaveiroi be'emes, because if a person really truly loves his friend, he loves the other Jews, bevadai lo yidabra olav loshen hara, v'yichabes olav, v'chol koichoysav z'chus. If a person really loves someone, he will look with all of his might for a positive, favorable situation that person is doing. I just have to share with you this little story. One of my children was chewing something, had some gum or something in their mouth. They were on the front porch. My father was there. And one of the little children asked my wife, can they spit it out into the yard? So my wife responded, of course you can't spit it out in the yard. Well, you don't want it anyway, you put it in the garbage. My father hears this. His grandson. What did we just read over here? Shim yehoi v'schaveiroi be'emes, if you really love your friend, b'vadai lo yidabra olav lashon hara. There's no question you won't speak lashon hara. What will you do? You will look in all of your ways to find some zechus. You look at him favorably. My father turns around to my wife and says, oh, that's amazing. You see what he did? He asked his mother first. I'm thinking, he asked his mother to do what? To relieve it from his mouth and put it in the front yard? That's something... You know, there's a certain way that grandparents look at the grandchildren, that the parents to say a different look at a different view. But the grandparents, they're bribed. The grandparents are to some degree they're blinded. They don't see, you know, because it's the love. That's my grandchild. And that's what Hashem is telling us. V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. When we see other Jews, we have to tell ourselves, I love him. And Rav Miller Zatzal would say that. Say these words, I love you. You might not want to go over to every single Jew. They might think you're crazy a little. But say it to yourself. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal, whose Yorzai was recently, he would say this, that take these words, that his godless, one of his, if I can say a little, that one of his godless, he would take these words of the Chavetz Chaim and teach us how to implement it. How to live our lives doing what the Chavetz Chaim says to do. Then when we see another Jew, say to yourself, tell your children, I love him. Why do you love him? Because Hashem created him. He's a Jew. V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. How do we come to love our fellow Jews like ourselves? How do we come not to speak Lashon Hara, says the Chavetz Chaim? To fulfill this mitzvah asay of loving other Jews. And then when something happens from that person, he does something to us. Oh, who cares? Doesn't matter. It's a big deal. We bribe ourselves. Shoychat, bribery. You know why the Torah says bribery is aser? Because it works. Of course, why? That's why it's aser. So to some degree, if I may say, that we have to bribe ourselves, I'm just borrowing that word, when it comes to loving our fellow Jew. We're not going to speak Lashon Hara. Imagine a person speaks Lashon Hara's grandson. Well, that's ridiculous. How can you say that even?
The story of my
continues the Chavetz Chaim. That if something happened to him, there's something he did which is not so appropriate. And people will be speaking about what he might have done. He knows Sad Chus as to why he did what he had to do. Or maybe he did it by mistake, or b'siba acheres for a different reason. That is a limud chus. Kama me'at shuka ha'yiso lo'y she'yimotzei mishi yilamid chus olav kidei shelo yizbazek kol kach. How much would a person love and wish that other people should view him in the positive light, that if he did something, that he knows why he had to do it, he hopes and wishes that others will view him, that he did it because he had a good reason to do it. So too, we have to make sure we judge our friends favorably. How do we come to judge our friends favorably? Through the mitzvah of Avtarecha Kamoicha. Through loving them. Through loving them not any less than ourselves, which is a tremendously difficult task to work on. This mitzvah of loving our friends, loving the people in society, loving our other Jews, is also before there's an action that's done. In other words, you can prevent your friend from coming to a bizoyin. Give me an example before we start even reading the words. Upstairs here in the kollel, the way they daven, like the minhag in Lakewood, is that by mincha time, they don't have a regular shmoneh esrei. The chazan starts, and he starts with the kedusha, and then they continue with the private shmoneh esrei. So let's say someone comes to daven for the amud. Well, let's say someone and he starts a shmoneh esrei, and all of a sudden it's the wrong way. Afterwards, he'll realize, oh, he was very embarrassed. He didn't know. He wasn't told how to do things right. Or let's say a person comes in. And you know he's about to start Shmoneh Esrei. You give him a reminder. Tell him how things are done over here. The Chavetz Chaim is saying there's a way to prevent Bizoyin Busha. This is a little example. It could be any example. Before a situation comes up. Let's say you marry off your son to a different city. Or he himself comes to move into a new city. He doesn't know the minhagim of that place. He thinks to himself to find who's a friend I can trust to teach me the ways of this community. Minhagim. What you say, what you don't say, where you go, where you don't go. Who will educate him in the ways of this place. And if his friend will see that he is acting in a way which is not appropriate for this neighborhood, he will tell him privately that he'll know, this new member of the community, what he should not do again. And he won't become embarrassed from the people of the city. So too, in this same way, 100%, we have to do with our friends. If he sees that he will stumble, that he will make a mistake with something, it won't be for his honor, but rather for his disgrace. Even if it's not elsewhere, his friend is obligated to tell him that he should not become embarrassed from acting in such a way. We find in Horius, more in Horius, Rabbi Yaakov ben Kurshai, Imran ben Shimon ben Gamliel, discusses over there that they wanted to trip him up. He didn't want Shimon ben Kurshai. They didn't want Shimon Gamliel to become embarrassed in a certain case over there. So he preempted the busha. As well as you find Yosim Yizeh Matzino B'Sanhedrin Mekame Tanoim Shemshichu Al-Atzman B'Zoyin Kedei L'Salek B'Zeh Al-Acher. Different cases of the Tanoim that they took the blame for something, so that their friend next to them should not be embarrassed about something that took place. You can take a look over there in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph. The kol shekein im huraya olav sheoise davar sheloi kahagin al pi adin. Even more so, if a person sees sheoise davar sheloi kahagin al pi adin, that person is doing something incorrectly. The person is doing something shloika halacha. You should tell him privately, not to embarrass him, and to rebuke him. Rebuke him does not mean to embarrass him, but to educate him how to do things correctly. That a person will fulfill two mitzvahs, he says now. Two mitzvahs he's fulfilling. Which are the two mitzvahs? The mitzvah of teichacha and the mitzvah of after recha kamoicha. We don't think sometimes that if you give someone teichacha, that you fulfill a mitzvah the rights of loving your friend. Because now you prevent him from making the mistakes, from he won't be embarrassed. V'yagia mizeh nachas ruach gadol habayri yizbarach, and tremendous nachas ruach will come to Hashem, shetikin es benoi lavaydosai, that Hashem will say, you helped my son go on the right path. But if a person will not do this, but a person will go ahead and disgrace in front of others, does Hashem want something like this to happen? Does Hashem want a person to disgrace his children? We'll conclude here for today, but we'll pick up Hashem next week, where the Chofetz Chaim will explain how it's like embarrassing his own children. This is exactly what's taking place. These are Hashem's children. We are Hashem's children, and so are the other Jews. Bonai atem. Bonai atem l'Hashem l'keichem, says the Torah. So how could we go and speak Lashon Hara about other children of Hashem? That's not what Hashem. They're doing something wrong? If they're doing something wrong, so we have to try to correct them properly. But not to go speak to Lashon Hara. Have a good Shabbos.